Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Markson Reese, Joe Judge, the Giants coach, who I believe is the Lombardi of the 2020s, Jack Fritz. Good coach.
Your guy, Joe Judge.
Yes, yeah, so he's a local fella. He went to Lansdowne Catholic.
Yeah, I guess we got to call him that. More of a Kevin Stefanski guy, though.
That's I love Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I always thought he should have beaten him out at St. Joe's Prep. That's why Joe Judge had to leave.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joe Judge, and when you listen to him talk, you can definitely tell he's from here. So he's talking about the matchup and, you know, the family, being Eagles fans growing up, et cetera. Here's Joe Judge.
You know, going back to Philly this week, what are your thoughts? What are your emotions there?
I'll probably wear a helmet, too, because my in-laws are already buying batteries, so.
There you go.
L!
Now, there was a longer cut where he then went on to
That's all I needed to hear.
No, I know, but he went on to say, like, oh, you know, he's been going to these games and watching these games his whole life and NFC East or whatever. But, yeah, but the whole battery thing, I'm
Well, didn't he, who was it?
Not that it's not true and it didn't happen.
Was it Justin Pugh that's from this area?
Yeah.
Yes, the offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman for the Giants? Yeah, he used to throw little jabs back down at his relatives.
Well, he's a fraud, too.
That were all Eagles fans.
Yeah, I called him T-Rex arms because his arms are too short.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so, he thought, because he grew up a Giants fan, I think, but he's from here.
He was from here and he was a Giant fan, right.
Really?
Yeah.
But his family are Eagles fans.
Yeah, because he's a troll. So.
Right.
Right. Well, there you go, Joe Judge.
There you go.
Not all that impressed with the battery talk. And listen, I know it happened, but it doesn't mean that you have to bring it up at a press conference. All you got to do is give the – he was trying to be funny.
He was trying to make him funny. Yeah, he was trying to make him funny.
Yeah. Wink Martindale did the same thing last week.
He did?
Yeah.
About Philly?
Yep, same exact joke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. it's like –
Oh my God!
It's like when I'll do one of these radio hits and they'll be like, you guys booed Santa Claus, ha,
right?
Ha, 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 ha,
do you laugh with them or no?
No, I do not.
I have here's Wink.
All right,
you know they have a very similar type fans of what we have in Baltimore. It's a blue collar city. We'll be able to know, you know, 7,500, right? We'll be able to know at least it'll be easier to pick out who throws the. What is it? The D batteries out of the stands if that happens.
Ah,
L
more funnies. Okay, I missed that one last week.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And the battery thing happened 30 years ago.
Yeah. No,
well,
JD Drew was not 30 years ago.
Yes, right, the JD Drew thing.
Well, like, I mean, it happened. Like,
right.
Happened.
Yes.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to say it didn't happen. We have lived up to our reputation in Philadelphia in a lot of cases.
Hey, they weren't throwing batteries. They was throwing haymakers Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah. Wink Martindale. Take that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We have, is this Marv or Marv-y, Jack? Marv in Hollywood. Hollywood, California or Hollywood, Florida or Hollywood, Pennsylvania?
Hollywood.
What's up?
Not much. I'm going back to the draft.
Yeah.
We stink at draft.
Well.
Huh.
We should not give Howie Roseman a top 10 draft ever.
Mm.
Well, he's done okay with the two that he's had. Lane Johnson and Carson Wentz.
Mm.
Right. Now, when we had the chance to get DK Metcalf and the linebacker from, I think it's Oklahoma, why didn't you want to
Kenneth Murray.
Him?
I keep saying Kenneth. Yeah, Kenneth Murray. Yeah, Kenneth Murray. Yeah.
Why didn't you want to get him?
I mean, listen, we all agree that they should have, and I'm pretty sure they would even say so. They should have taken DK Metcalf, right? Like I don't think anybody's arguing that. The Kenneth Murray thing, I never thought the Eagles were taking a linebacker in the first round.
Right.
Doesn't mean that they shouldn't consider it. I just don't think they're taking a linebacker in the first round.
No. No, even though it was talked about, and there's been something that's been put out there about how Jim Schwartz really wanted a linebacker, wanted one of the guys in the first round. But
and you know why that was done? So that no one would take Jalen Reagor. They wanted Jalen Reagor.
They did.
That's who they wanted.
That's who Doug and Howie wanted for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so they send that smoke screen out there about the linebacker thing so somebody can take him and not take Reagor.
Let's go to Delco and talk to Jamie and Ridley. What's up, Jamie?
Hi. Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
What's up, bro?
What's up, Jamie?
I tell you, I am so unhappy about listening to all these fake Eagles fans saying, hey, oh, I want them to lose out so that we can get a top 10 pick. Are you kidding me? I mean, not for nothing. I mean, I understand that we're 1-4-1, and I could play, you know, I'm like a homer, you know, I love my team, and I want them to win all the time and stuff like that. But our season never starts until we start playing the Giants. And once we get to the Giants, we actually all of a sudden turn it on. We start to right the ship. It happened last year. It happened in 2018, and then it happened in 2017.
That's right.
And I don't understand why everybody else is all crying. We just played like four really tough teams, with like half a practice squad. I don't understand where people are coming from and why they're so down on this team and so down on Wentz. I was at the game. I was one of the 5,800 fans that were out there. You know, and I watched him get knocked on his butt all the time and just shake it off and get back up and literally try to do everything he could to lead us to victory against Baltimore. And to just hear everybody go just bashing on him and bashing on my team, where are these fake Eagles fans coming from? I don't understand it, and I don't like it. Not
I don't
even
know.
A little bit.
You would have to ask Jack Fritz. Jack, where are you coming from, man?
Westchester.
Talk to our producer. He's the one looking for a top 10 pick. It's unbelievable.
Westchester.
In the first place, and then I had to hear Chuck after him start screaming and yelling and carrying on. I want to get rid of Wentz and won't keep Hurts. Are you kidding me? The moment that Hurts is starting for this team, the season is over.
It's a wrap.
Wentz is our guy right now, and Wentz is going to be able to lead us back to the playoffs like he did last year.
That's right.
And like I said, it all starts this Thursday. Once we play the Giants, everything starts to get right. They start to understand. They start to figure things out. I understand that we're playing with two starters on our offense, two throughout our entire offense.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, and you're going to watch these guys grow into something here. I feel like when Wentz went down in 2017, and Nick took over and wound up winning the Super Bowl, that was great. And they all had to, like, huddle around and make sure that they were able to move forward and stuff like that. That's what's happening now. They're starting to figure each other out. That's why Fulgham is able to make all these plays and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, it's going to start to click. And once this ball gets rolling, it ain't going to stop.
I like it. I like it, Jamie.
Well, it may not stop until you win six games and make the playoffs.
It got me pumped up.
Or they play a real opponent. It might not stop then.
Let's care about that when it's time to worry about that.
Yeah, you might not be wrong.
Everything's fine with this team.
They don't play another real opponent until they play Cleveland. Well, at Cleveland.
Jack, we're in second, half game out of first place.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't let this team get hot. Same thing happened last year, right?
I mean, that's right.
Four games at the end of last year, they lost first round playoffs. Team still sucks.
The quarterback got cheap shotted. What?
What?
I thought you were going to say it doesn't matter or he didn't get cheap shotted.
Of course it matters. I don't think it was as cheap as like people like to say it was. But sure, yeah.
Coming up next, Mark Cerise text line, hang the phones.
Application denied again.
We'll get as many phone calls in
after
as possible.
After all I've done this year, whatever.
Back to the bottom of the pile.
Text line next, Mark Cerise.
Let the Bronco bust.
That's a new reason enough right there. All right, need a new Acura? Then you have to visit my guys at Elite Acura. And if you've been waiting for the perfect opportunity, then there's never been a better time than right now during their fall takeover event. The savings are piling up on new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned Acuras, like a new 2021 Acura RDX front-wheel drive, leased for just $349 a month for 36 months. Plus, all of their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a comprehensive 182-point inspection by their outstanding factory-trained technicians. Now, there's never been a better time to save. Hurry in during the fall takeover event and experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make. Only at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage. Visit them today on Route 73 North in Mapleshade.
Marks and Reese, this segment brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Let's take a phone call before the Marks and Reese text line. Let's go to Theo in Chester County. Theo!
Hey! Hey, guys, listen. Hey.
Hey.
I want a playoff run. I just want to get right into it. You know, I want to draft 32nd. I want to win the Super Bowl, draft 32nd, come back, draft 32nd the next year. That's what we want. We want a dynasty. We want a team that's good year after year. We don't want a top 10 draft pick. We want a dynasty.
That's right.
And I don't want AB anywhere near our locker room.
Yeah, no way.
You explained that real well when you talked about how great our locker room is. I just want to say that. Listen, I love you guys. I know it's near the end and you got to get to other people, but thanks for taking me and I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you,
thanks,
Theo.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Who's the most notable Theo?
Oh, come on, man.
Theo Epstein.
No, it's Theo from The Cosby Show, right?
More than Theo Epstein?
For Ike and I, yes.
He's nuts.
Theo Epstein didn't even enter my mind.
Yeah, he didn't even cross my mind.
That's the first name I thought of. Future Philly.
No, Theo Huxtable.
Theo
man,
Huxtable
it.
Is clearly, especially yes. With Bill having his new mugshot put out there today.
Lord have mercy.
He's 83 years old.
Never mind.
Yeah,
move on.
I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Move
on.
Yeah. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the Casino with Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play the text line. Text line.
Where on Broad Street is John going to kiss Jack's ass? Tyler at Motco.
Market Street. 24th and Market is what I said.
Did I miss something?
Remember when I said I would kiss Jack's bare butt if they didn't win 7 games with a healthy Carson Wentz?
Oh, God.
And guess what we're trending? 5 wins.
We're trending? Or it's a lock, dude. There's no way they're winning more than 7 games. Look at the rest of the schedule.
I got to tell you, I was sitting here trying to figure out how many more wins can we get realistically. 7 is stretching it.
So realistically, if they win the remaining of their NFC East games, that's 5 games, right?
Yep.
And then you tell me where the other 2 wins come from. Cleveland and Arizona are the easiest wins from there.
Yeah, and Arizona's on the road.
Yeah.
I think I might rather have New Orleans at home than I would Arizona on the road.
Yeah, New Orleans doesn't seem like it's totally outrageous. It all depends. Like, looking at it right now, it doesn't look like it. But if this team's playing differently in a couple weeks, those games can look different.
Well, plus the Cardinals still have Larry Fitz.
Yeah, and you're never going to beat Larry Fitz.
Not in this city.
No, that's for sure. What's next?
Carson Wentz has the 3rd lowest quarterback rating in the entire NFL and leads the NFL in turnovers. If anyone on our team is playing the 30th best at their position in the NFL, they should be benched. Alex in Queens.
Oh, Alex from Queens.
Should be benched.
Sometimes Alex from South Philly, but always a Carson Wentz hater. But see, like, here's the thing. It's not always based on your performance, right? Like, other things are involved, like contracts, like the fact that he's a starting quarterback and you don't just bench your starting quarterback after 4 or 5 games because he's playing poorly.
You only bench a guy if the guy you're bringing in improves your chances of winning. And I would say you don't have a player that plays that position that gives you a better chance to win if he's in there instead of Carson Wentz.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty simple to me.
Yeah, but like even if you thought that he would give you a better shot for a game because he was playing so bad, you still don't do it.
Who?
With Carson Wentz, like, even if you think that Jalen Hurts would give you a better chance or you just want to see what he has, all you're doing is creating a quarterback controversy.
I know, but that's what he wants. I'm just saying you don't bench a player for a player who doesn't give you a better chance to win. Like, Jalen Hurts doesn't give you a better chance to win than Carson Wentz.
No.
That makes no sense.
What's next?
You know what they say, Trey. Look good, play good. Jamon Brown on his way home from Novacare.
Swag.
Yeah, I really wish they had.
Yeah, Trey was bothered by the swag by the O-lineman.
You think Runyon's worried about?
No, I guarantee you Runyon's not worried about swag.
No.
Not at all.
No, nor should you be.
I'm trying to think, what O-lineman do I know that would have? I do know one that would have been worried about his swag.
One, was he good?
Oh, he was very good.
Oh, okay.
In a short period of time.
Sean Andrews.
There you go.
Get my Michael Phelps. Yes, get my Michael Phelps on.
The man child. Yes.
That's a good point.
Big Andrews.
Yeah, he would have been.
Yeah, he definitely would have been worried about swag.
What's next?
Oh, no, you don't, Ike. I'm not falling for that NFC South team can't play in the cold weather narrative again. Not that Elliot from Wilmington.
Oh, what's up, Elliot?
Did I say that? Who did I talk with about? Oh, New Orleans.
The Saints, yeah. Now, it's actually not ESP. He's Elliot from Wilmington.
Right.
And we always do, like, the Joe and New Hope thing.
Right.
It's actually a guy named Elliot from Wilmington.
No, and when he calls in, he doesn't use Elliot in Wilmington because he doesn't want to be associated with Elliot.
Yeah.
Ah.
But but I know him as Elliot, so when he calls into somebody else, I don't recognize him.
Yeah, both of you have confused me entirely. Well, I have no idea who he is.
It's not that Elliot. It's like not that Wade and Chester. It's not. Right. It's not ESP. It's another Elliot.
But
what's next?
Come on, Trey. Your logic that 505 and losing is outdueling the winner. McNabb then outdueled Brady. 357 to 3 touchdowns versus 236 to 2 touchdowns. Nick was more effective with less yards. Give Nick the credit he earned. Greg from Coatesville.
I mean, I tried to make that argument years ago that McNabb outplayed Brady in that Super Bowl.
No.
I think there were two picks.
Well, one of them didn't count.
Well, but I mean, you also can't say that
he threw three of them.
You can't say that he was more effective.
A little different than Foles versus Brady.
You can't say he was more effective than Brady because Brady had just as good, Brady had a great game.
Which one?
In the Super Bowl, Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah.
In the
Nick
Super
Foles
Bowl,
game,
right?
Yes.
Like, what I say is they were going toe to toe throwing haymakers, and Nick Foles ended up winning.
Yeah, you can make the argument that the Super Bowl against us is probably Brady's second worst Super Bowl.
Wasn't a good one.
I mean, the one he just won against the Rams, his last one's obviously his worst one.
Mm-hmm.
But the one against us, he didn't necessarily.
That game was right there.
That's why Deion Branch won.
Yeah, when does a wide receiver win the MVP and not a quarterback?
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one good thing he did do on that play.
Anything else, Jack?
Was Cowboys fan ESP's tweet yesterday, Zeke's fumbles didn't cost Dallas the game yesterday, injuries did. Jenna from Swedesboro.
Pat's line.
How about that? How about Dallas as a team worse than the Eagles when it comes to the turnover margin?
Which is pretty hard to do.
Right. I think Dallas is minus 12.
Well, Zeke,
the Eagles are minus 7.
I believe Zeke has 4 lost fumbles this year. He had 2 last night, back-to-back drives.
He's had 4 in the games that I watched him play, so I know he's fumbled the ball.
Man. Man.
Yeah.
And the Eagles now lead the NFC in point differential with minus 34.
How about that?
NFC.
We're trending in the right direction.
Playoff run, here we go.
Here we come.
There you go. We got it. We got time for one more. A very quick call. Ja'Cory in Florida. Ja'Cory. Man, I just saw you tweeting at us. Why aren't you following us? Ja'Cory, I just followed you back, man.
All right, I'm going to follow y'all guys back. I got y'all. But a couple things. I know y'all
hurry up.
I got to go quick.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. Buda Baker might be the best safety in the league.
It's good last night.
I want a playoff run so Carson get his first playoff win. And we definitely going to win on Thursday.
Love it, Ja'Cory.
Lock it up.
Love it.
What happened to that line? It's down to 3, I think, when I looked today.
Yeah.
Eagles are winning the game.
I feel better after that damn Cowboys game than I did after the Eagles game.
Yep.
Cowboys don't want this.
No.
They don't want this. I mean, this division was laid on a platter for the Cowboys with all the injuries to the Eagles roster. 2 young teams with 2 new head coaches, young quarterbacks, Dallas roster stacked, and they still can't go out and win it. We'll take it. We'll take the division. We'll take it.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. And the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event going on now through November 2nd. Visit mbusa.com or your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for available inventory and limited-time offers. Julio's coming up next. Is he riding with the king tonight there, Jack Fritz?
Always.
All right. Julio and Howard are coming up next. We're back tomorrow. See ya.